Yeah, it's been a bit crazy. We were sat with Adam Murray yesterday morning at his press conference. It was quite relaxed. Wasn't too downbeat after the 4-0 beating at Portsmouth on Saturday, where they were very much in the game at 1-0 until they had two red cards and conceded three very late goals. He was very much of the opinion that that the season was still going to end in success. They're in a very strange position where they're 3 points off the playoffs and 3 points off the drop zone. But unfortunately for him, last night he got the call from the chairman. They had a chat, and one win in 11 league games and a distinct lack of entertainment at home is unfortunately done for him. He's a club legend, and he always will be. But unfortunately, his managerial career has suddenly come to a sudden halt.
It sounds as though there's a whole combination of factors that could go with this. Do you feel that the fact that League Two is quite so concertinaed together, I mean, you mentioned about the lack of points between the playoffs and relegation there. Is that something that's maybe done for him? Is there those above seeing that, well, the form's not been great, the football's not been great, and a couple more bad results, and those around us get good results, and we suddenly find ourselves down with the likes of Exeter around that relegation zone?
Exactly. I mean, it's really not helped him at all. The thing is, had he managed to provide a bit more entertaining football at home, I think people would have been a bit more forgiving and given him a bit more time. Last season, the home form wasn't wonderful, while the away form was some of the best the club's ever had. This season, the away form again has been playoff form. But at home, they've won twice all season. They've only scored 10 goals in 11 games at home. Three of those were in the win against Notts County, just two wins there. And a lot of it has been pretty turgid. True, things have been on the up the last couple of weeks. They won away at Derby in the Chequer Trade. They ran Plymouth very close at home in the FA Cup. But supporters just wanted to see more entertaining open football. Murray set up away from home, being fairly defensive, trying to hit teams on the break. It's done very well. I mean, even after that 4-0 defeat at Portsmouth, they were still one of the six meanest defences in the division. So he had a lot going for him away from home. But at home, fans just wanted to be entertained. The majority of your supporters are, they're not going away from home. They want to see things happening at home. And some of the home games recently have been very, very poor. And ultimately, that's what's done for him.
So to the future, and Steve Evans seems to be riding high with the bookies. Is that a bit of a surprise to you, or would you say he's a realistic name, former Leeds United head coach, that Mansfield could go for?
I'm not sure what sort of wages Steve would be looking for these days. I mean, I'm not sure he'd be getting what he got at Leeds or Rotherham down at Mansfield Town. It depends whether he wants to get his hands dirty again and get back into the game. He's certainly a name that one or two supporters have been talking about for a few weeks before Murray's departure, to be honest, because supporters have been saying, they could see this coming to an end. They couldn't see Murray going on forever the way things were going at home. So Evans' name has been mentioned. But whether or not he's going to be the man, we'll wait to see. The chairman last time, he gave Adam Murray, the assistant manager, the chance to do the job. He did it quite well to begin with, his caretaker, and then he went on to appoint him. This time, he's given under-21 manager Mike Whitlow, a guy you'll know from Leeds, of course, and the youth team manager John Dempster the chance to look after the club for a few games. And they've got two crucial home games coming up now, two in 4 days, which obviously could help decide which way their season's going to go. They've got Crawley Saturday, Blackpool Tuesday. So I'm sure everybody will be scouring the stands to see what sort of faces we can see there. Bobby Hassel, who was a Mansfield Town legend, a defender, he headed up in Barnsley in Yorkshire there. He's another name that's been dropped in the list by the bookies. But we'll just have to wait and see. There's two very, very crucial home games to come. Certainly at the club, the players and Whitlow and Dempster will be all concentrating on that. And behind the scenes, Mr. Radford, no doubt, will be looking for Murray's successor.